You're listening to a podcast from Victory. What is our role in preaching the gospel to the nations? Find out in week 6 of Enact.
Today is our last installment of our series, Enact, Every Nation in Action. So, pinag-uusapan po natin yung mission natin as a church. Every start of the service, naririnig po natin, katulad na nabanggit kanina ni Pastor Earl, we exist to honor God and make disciples. But this is just a shortened version of our vision. Globally, ito po yung, this is our heart, to honor God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, and socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. So, ito po yung calling na ibinigay po sa atin ng Panginoon to establish churches and campus ministries sa lahat po ng bansa dito po sa buong mundo. And how many of you could say that this is such a big vision? This is such a big task for us to do. And ngayon, ang tanong po natin is, where is my place in this vision? What can I contribute? Okay, as individuals, how can we partake of this grand vision that God has given us? And if God has commissioned the church community to go to the nations, okay, how do we take part as an individual? Okay, and meron po tayong mga situations na experience sa buhay po natin that we know what we're supposed to do, pero we're not doing it. Diba? Like, for example, if you are a student, alam mong estudyante ka, how many of you are students here? Kindly raise up your hands. Ayan, medyo maraming estudyante dito sa 3 p.m. service. So, kung estudyante ka, tapos diba, normally, nagbabayad tayo sa jeep. Bayad po, estudyante. Okay, pero hindi naman pala tayo sa eskwelahan pupunta. Diba? So, alam mo, dapat nag-aaral ka bilang estudyante, pero hindi mo ginagawa. Hindi mo ginagawang mag-aral. Tipong ganyan. Or, for example naman, kung ikaw ay a single person, lalo na ikaw ay isang single man, okay, and nasa hustong edad ka na at meron kang natitipuan, di ba? Alam mong kailangan mo mangligaw, pero hindi mo ginagawang mangligaw. Yung mga ganun, di ba? So, ayan po. And I'm sure one way or the other, meron po kayo sa household yung naranasan nyo na meron kayong part ng family nyo, pero parang border lang sa bahay, di ba? Parang ako po dati nun, nung hindi pa po ako Kristiyano, parang sinasabi po sa akin ng magulang, parang boarding house mo lang tong bahay, ah, kasi matutulog ka, makikikain ka, tapos aalis ka ng bahay, hindi ka na tumutulong sa mga gawaing bahay, tapos uuwi ka na lang ng late na ng gabi, tapos matutulog ka ulit, tapos makikikain ka ulit, and then aalis ka na naman ulit. So parang border ka lang, tipong ganyan. And sad to say, sa church din po, mayroon po tayong mga borders, di ba? Parang they treat the church like a boarding house. And hopefully after this message, that we will jump into the vision and jump into the heart of God for our ministry. So, and if you are part of this church community, I hope that you will be inspired and actively participate in what God has called us to do as a church. Ayan po. So, sa topic po natin today, it is my prayer as well that not only that we will know and understand God's communal calling po sa atin as a church, but we would also have a revelation of our unique and personal calling with regard to going to the nations or being a blessing to the nations. So, handa na po ba tayo? Okay, can I ask you to stand up in reverence of the Word of God? Basahin po natin sa Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 3. It says here, now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, a lifelong friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. Let's just pray. Lord, maraming salamat God for your word today. I pray, Father, that you'd open up our heart and our ears, Lord God, to hear from you and that we may actively participate, Lord God, in reaching the nations for Jesus Christ. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you may now take your seat. So ito pong series po natin, medyo mahaba po itong series, 6 weeks. This is a 6-week series. And all the events we have been discussing in the past several weeks led up to this point. Okay, this is the first intentional missionary outreach to the world, si Barnabas tsaka po si Saul, okay, they were set apart and sent out by the Holy Spirit through the church. Okay? And natutunan din po natin last week, nung binasa po natin yung Acts chapter 10, this is about si Cornelius po tsaka si Peter. Kasi po, back then, ang mga Jews daw po, they are believed that they are the ones saved by God. Pero nung na-encounter ni Peter si Cornelius, God began to break his mindset. Okay? Na-realize niya na ang salvation ay para sa lahat, hindi lang para sa Jews. So, this is a good starting point to lay a groundwork para sa mission po of making disciples of all nations. So, reviewin lang po natin mga previous chapters. In chapter 8, nagkaroon po ng persecution. Okay? Nag-scatter po yung church throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. And si Philip po, who is one of those who ended up in Samaria and preached the gospel sa lugar po na yon. And moving on to chapter 9, na encounter po ni Saul, si God, okay? And he got saved. And chapter 10, God orchestrates in the encounter between Cornelius and Peter. Ito po yung nabanggit po natin kanina. And Acts 11, the apostles in Jerusalem heard the report of Peter, and for the first time in history, they acknowledged that the gospel is for all men and all nations. So, ayun po. And ngayon, nakarating na po tayo sa Acts chapter 13. So, ito na po yung first official, intentional, and organized missionary enterprise to take the gospel to the nations. Okay. And mapapansin po natin that all throughout the book of Acts, very evident po that God uses people, okay, to accomplish His purpose. Tama po ba? God uses people to accomplish His purpose. Okay. Just to cite a few of those people whom God used. Una po si Philip, okay, isa po siyang servant sa mga servant leaders chosen to serve the church. Okay, and he was a Hellenist Jew. Okay, so ibig sabihin po nun, he was Jewish by blood but not by culture. So para maituturing po natin siyang balikbayan. Okay? Kumbaga, he was Jewish by blood but not by culture. Okay? Pangalawa naman po, si Saul, okay? He became the Apostle Paul. Siya po yung isang murderer, persecutor ng church. Okay? Pwede po natin siyang maging parang i-counterpart, okay? Para siyang isang Muslim extremist, okay, na naging pastor. Okay? Parang ganun po yung tipo ni Saul. Okay? And ngayon naman, si Cornelius, okay, in the eyes of the Jews, an unclean pagan, nalaman po natin since last week that God used him to initiate the encounter with Peter. Illustration lang po ito. Si Dan, nag-work din po siya sa Brunei before. And si Saul, okay, from Muslim extremist, naging pastor. Okay, si Cornelius, siya yung nag-initiate ng encounter with Peter. So kung alam niyo po yung backstory nito, 1945 natapos po yung World War II. Pero 1970s pa lang siya sumuko dahil merong isang Japanese commander na pumunta sa Pilipinas para sabihin sa kanya na tapos na yung gera. Ayun. And meron po tayo si Peter. Very clear, he's the leader of the church. To that point, pwede po natin siya may-compare katulad ni Pastor na Bishop Manny Carlos, who is the president of Victory Philippines. Okay? And meron po tayo si Barnabas, a fruitful church leader, quite possibly the first long-term missionary ever. So, from Victory Group leader, naging local church missionary. Pwede po natin siya maihintulad kay Miss Emma De Mejillo, ang ating missionary. You could see that to accomplish his purposes, God used all kinds of people. Okay? A balikbayan, a Muslim extremist, a Japanese soldier. Okay? Kumbaga, Bishop Manny Carlos and ang Victory Group leader turned into a missionary. So, all these people are ordinary people just like us, pero what do they have in common? Their common denominator is all of them obeyed God. Lahat sila nag-obey. Kung si Philip, kumbaga, when the angel told him to go to the desert, okay, immediately he obeyed and na-encounter niya yung isang Ethiopian eunuch, okay, which led to his salvation. Okay. Pangalawa naman si Saul, obeyed the voice of God. Okay, and immediately started preaching the gospel. All right? And si Cornelius, okay, nag-obey din siya, na-meet si Peter, and he became a church planter in Judea. And si Peter also obeyed God and went to the home of Cornelius, okay, kung saan dati bawal pa makisamlamuha ang isang Jew tsaka isang Gentile. And lastly, si Barnabas, nung nire-reject ng mga apostles si Saul, pero si Barnabas, kinupkup niya si Saul para i-train siya at i-disciple siya. Makita natin na when the church leaders sent him off, na-strengthen yung church. So, again, ina-accomplish ni Lord yung purpose niya by using all kinds of people. Kaya tignan mo yung katabi mo, di ba? Parang gagamitin niya ni Lord. Okay, so, in fact, we are living in one of the most historic eras, right, in the history of the church and in world missions. Kumbaga, right before our eyes, nakikita natin yung fulfillment ng Great Commission. Right in front of us. Kumbaga, nandun na yun. It is literally within reach. Okay? And kung re-reviewin po natin yung 1040 window, no, di pa po sinabi po natin na ang 1040 window, these are the nations wherein 90% of people who have never heard the gospel reside in the 1040 window. So, even the top 50 least evangelized megacities of the world are all found here. Okay? And kung re-reviewin po natin yung sinabi rin po last week about sa 2020 initiative po natin, kumbaga, naka-map out na po yung gagawin natin para ma-reach po natin yung buong Asia, Middle East, and Oceania. Okay? In fact, 24 nations na lang po ang natitira. Kumbaga, sa area na yun, sa 1040 window, kumbaga, na-reach na natin. By 2020, na-reach na natin lahat ng bansa sa 1040 window. So, di ba, amazing. God uses people, right? And He will use you and me to accomplish His purpose. In fact, when 64 American missionaries came here in the Philippines way back 1984, okay, they had no idea how this church is going to be. Diba? Parang, nagsimula lang sila sa isang maliit na basement, sa Tandem Cinema, sa Recto Avenue, and because God used them by discipling us, training us, okay, and now, we are in 64 cities. Okay? And by the end of the year, meron na po tayong 71 victory churches in the whole Philippines. And with that, okay, we are now more than 120,000 members nationwide in a span of 31 years. Diba? So, God can use people. And He will also accomplish His purpose of making disciples of all nations through us, diba? As we obey God by praying, giving, and going. So how can we reach the nations? First, by praying. Pray. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 17, it says here, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations'?" So, we've got to pray, okay, for the nations. We've got to pray for our cross-cultural missionaries all over the world, okay, whom God has called to preach the gospel, to preach the good news in the specific nations that that they were purposefully appointed into. Okay, alam po natin na hindi rin po madali maging isang missionary sa ibang bansa. And ano ba yung mga bagay na dapat po natin ipag-pray sa mga missionaries po natin? Unang-una po, we've got to pray for boldness and miracles to happen. Okay? In Acts chapter 14, verse 3, says, sabi ron, "So they remained for a long time, speaking boldly for the Lord, who bore witness to the word of His grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands." So pag-pray po natin that they will be bold in preaching the gospel, especially in countries where restricted po ang gospel. In fact, I want to share to you some of the stories Two of my closest friends who are missionaries, si Tina Kawili and Janet Eason, they are our missionaries. And ito po yung sabi nila, nag-message ko sila and this is what they answered. Medyo naghigpit ang embassy magbigay ng visa, pero ito yung pinaka-importanting blessing ni God for us. Kahit matanda na kami para maging student, student visa pa rin ang nag-sustain sa amin. Tina has been 8 years and Janet has been serving there for 5 years. And wouldn't you say that it's a miracle that they are still granted a student visa kahit 8 years na? Diba? Parang, sino sa inyo 8 years na sa college? Diba? Pagka 8 years na sa college, parang ano ba ginagawa mo? Diba? Parang maiinis ka na. Talaga ba nag-aaral ka? Tipong ganyan. Pero eto, 8 years na sila using a student visa. Kumbaga green na grant pa rin sila ng student visa. So, it's a miracle from the Lord, di ba? So, talagang praise God for that. And another friend of mine, si Ernest Villanueva, he's one of our bassist players way back in Victory Green Hills. And he's now our pastors. He was able to marry a local. And sabi niya, serving in a restricted nation means threats both from the government and spiritual forces. Prayers are very valuable for the missionaries. I thank God for my family who prays for us regularly. They pray for our security and protection every time we have services and do outreach activities. And ito po yung testimony po niya. Ayan. So sabi niya, there was a time when we went to the university to visit and minister to the students. We did not know that a student spy was following us and watching our every move. So sa mga restricted access nations, normal po to, no? May mga cover up or undercover agents to find out kung merong mga churches. Okay, so the spy reported to the director of security of the university a detailed summary of our activities inside the university. The university is equipped with CCTV surveillance system, and when the director of security was about to check on our faces and identify us, for some reason the CCTVs were not functioning that day. Praise Jesus. So, ang galing, di ba? Parang hindi sila nahuli, di ba? Na nagbi-minister sila sa mga estudyante. In fact po, yung Brunei, for us to hold a service in Brunei takes a lot of creativity. Kasi sa Brunei po, dahil Muslim nation po siya, and very controlled po ng gobyerno yung mga churches. So, ang nangyayari po sa worship service po natin, una, sa praise and worship, walang microphone, hindi kami nagma-microphone. Kasi sa restaurants lang po tayo nagmi-meet. So, palipat-lipat po tayo. Minsan sa isang restaurant na to, minsan sa isang restaurant na to. So, ganun po, para somehow hindi po maging familiar or hindi siya madaling matrack. And then, minimake sure din po yung restaurant, ano, medyo acoustically, ano, yung acoustics po, para hindi po siya maingay. Kumbaga, pagka nagkakantahan and all that. So, and then, one of the creative ways that they do is, every after service, they always have a cake. Okay. Parang, ano, lagi silang may ready cake, basically, during the service. Para pagka merong pumasok na hindi kilala, na somehow suspicious, parang party lang siya, hindi siya service. Okay. So, kaya after service, may catering. Diba? Sarap ng service nila eh. So, Pastor Jeff, you should go there. Kasi after service, catering ang haharap sa'yo. Diba? So, kainan. Okay. So, ganun po. Ganun po rin ka-delikado and ka-risky yung pagiging working as a missionary in Creative Access Nations. Well, what else can we pray for our missionaries? We are to pray for protection and deliverance. Acts 14, verse 19 to 20. But Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and having persuaded crowds, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered about him, he rose up and entered the city, and on the next day, he went on with Barnabas to Derbe. So, pag-pray po natin that they will be protected, lalo na sa Pakistan, may mga bombings and all that, may mga threats po talaga. Let's pray that God will deliver them. And recently, we heard the news about Nepal. Nagkaroon po ng massive earthquake. And buti na lang po, yung mga church members po natin, hindi po somehow naapektuhan. And then, recent news about Nepal, medyo nagkakaroon ng chaos. Yung mga commodities, nagtataasan yung mga presyo and all that. So medyo nagkakaroon ng panic of some sort. So we've got to stand with them in prayer as well. Isa pong missionary natin from South Korea, si Sineka Puguan. Okay, sabi niya ron, being a missionary in South Korea, we have North Koreans who are members of the church. Every now and then, we hear and see North Koreans escaping safely to South Korea from North Korea because of the prayers of the South Korean church. Indeed, prayers are powerful. Okay? And not only that we are to pray for miracles, boldness, protection, deliverance, we got to pray for direction as well. Okay, Acts 16, verse 9 to 10. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately he sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So pag-pray po natin direction for them, ano ba yung wise wherein magpa-flourish yung word ni Lord? Okay, pag-pray natin, magkaroon silang divine appointments to meet with key people. And you know what? In one of the, kumbaga, isa sa mga risky na nation, kung saan daw trinitrain yung mga Jamaa Islamia, okay, siguro somewhere in Bangladesh yata yun, okay, meron tayong mga nasa-save na Muslim imams. Okay? And, grabe yung ginagawa ni Lord sa nation. So, kumbaga, itong Muslim imam na to, it was just a divine appointment kung bakit siya na-meet and kung bakit siya na-save. Okay, came to the salvation of the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So, prayer is very important in every missionary work. So, kasi it positions us always to be humble, to be reliant, to be dependent upon the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's continuously stand with them in prayer. If possible, adapt a nation. Okay, pumili kayo ng bansa na you have a heart to pray for. Okay, pumili kayo ng missionary na pwede nating pag-pray. Tayo po, meron po tayong dalawang local missionaries here, si Rose Mendoza and si Emma Demihilio. Okay, or you may even like our Every Nation Asia Facebook page to get prayer updates para po malaman po natin kung ano po yung mga dapat nating pag-prayan sa nations. Okay, pangalawa po, we could reach the nations through giving. So we give not on equal amounts, but of equal sacrifice for God's work to be advanced in every nation. And sabi nga po ni Paul sa isang niyang missionary journey sa Philippi, okay, in-encourage po niya yung mga believers in their generosity. Sabi po niya, now that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. So kahit po si Paul nakaka-receive po siya ng mga support, he's not focused on how he can benefit from it, but he wants the Philippians to understand that his need, dahil sa need niya, it created an opportunity for them to be part of what God is doing in his life and in his missionary work. So, kumbaga, meron pong na-produce na fruit in our giving. Yung pagbibigay po natin sa missions is not in vain because we are reaping the harvest. Okay, and in fact, I led a 10-day team nga po a month ago, and two of my team members, actually, God proved himself to be faithful. Okay, yung dalawa sa team member ko, medyo nanghihina na yung loob nila kasi hindi pa nila kompleto yung support nila. Nung nagkaroon ng deadline, hindi nila na-meet yung deadline. So, nag-request ako for extension. So, nung nag-set ng another deadline, okay, nag-worry na rin sila, pero pagbagsak ng deadline, God was able to pull through for them and they were able to complete their support. And it's because of the people who partnered with them, who gave to the missions work. And that's why they are able to become a blessing to the nations. Okay? And through your generosity, we are now in 44 nations throughout Asia, the Middle East, and Oceania. Okay, 44 nations. Kung susumahin mo po sa buong mundo, we are now in 78 nations worldwide. And we currently have 155 long-term cross-cultural missionaries in 35 nations. So, ayun po, ganun po yung ginagawa ng Panginoon sa ministry po natin. And I know that not every one of us may be sent to the nations at this point in time. Okay, maybe in the future, padadala po tayo ni Lord. But we know that God has blessed us exceedingly to send forth missionaries in the harvest field through our giving. And lastly, we can reach the nation by going. Okay. Yung binasa nga po natin kanina, Acts chapter 13, verse 2 to 3, the Holy Spirit set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Then after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them and sent them off. So this was the beginning of Paul's first missionary journey. Okay, he was sent by the Antioch Church to preach the gospel. Okay, so pagka sinabi po natin set apart, it means to dedicate for a specific purpose. And I believe that merong pong purpose sa atin si Lord. Merong purpose si Lord na solely para sa atin lang na gagawin natin. Okay? And like Barnabas and Paul, ang church po natin is committed to honor God by proclaiming the gospel to every nation by sending people, missionaries and ordinary people like you and me, all right, to share the gospel. If you are a Victory Group leader, you can be part of a 10-day mission trip. Okay, this November and December, meron po tayong isa-send na team from team sa Vietnam. And December, meron po tayong isa-send na team sa India. And next year din po, magkaroon din po tayo mga 10-day mission trips. Meron po tayo sa Vietnam, meron po tayo sa China. Pray about it ngayon pa lang, pag-pray nyo what nation you'll be a part of. Okay? And in 2016, we are sending 107 teams, okay, 640 missioners to 31 nations. Okay, etong ngayon 2015, ayan, 98 teams, 2015, 600 missioners, and 28 nations. Okay, for next year, okay, nasa 31 nations na po tayo. And having a foretaste of what missions is like, hopefully that one of us who took part in the 10-day mission trip will receive a call from the Lord to become a long-term cross-cultural missionary, okay, assigned to different nations wherein we could really preach the gospel and advance the kingdom kung saan wala pa tayong every nation presence. Okay? So basically, we have a part to play. Lahat po tayo. Meron po tayong part na ipi-play to reach our vision of establishing churches and campus ministries in every nation. So, how did Paul's first missionary journey conclude? Okay, Acts chapter 14, verse 26 to 27. Sabi dito, and from there they sailed to Antioch where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work that they had fulfilled. And when they arrived and gathered the church together, they declared all that God had done with them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. So whenever we pray, whenever we give, whenever we go, we are opening a door of faith for the nations to be reached by the gospel. Okay. Sinasabi nga po ng Acts chapter 8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So, kung susumahin po natin, the book of Acts is a story of how hundreds of ordinary men and women, just like you and me, obeying the Holy Spirit to become His witness and take the gospel to the different parts of the world. So God is still looking for men and women He will set apart to fulfill that great commission by praying, giving, and going. Okay? And sabi nga rin sa Acts chapter 13, verse 47 to 49, for so the Lord has commanded us, saying, I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord. And as many as were appointed to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was spreading throughout the whole region. So the Lord has made us to be a light to the Gentiles. How can we be a light to the Gentiles? By praying, giving, and going. Before anything, let's just take this time to pray. Okay? Lord, I pray, Father, that you will bless each and everyone's heart. Lord, that you will reveal your desire, God, for us. I pray, God, that you will open up our heart, Lord, to stir up our prayer life in praying for the nations. Grant us a burden to pray for the nations, to pray for our missionaries, and also grant us the grace of giving, supporting the missionaries, supporting the work of God in different parts of the world. And I pray also those whom you have called to be a missionary. And I know, God, na meron kang seed na iniligay po sa puso po nila, and that seed will eventually grow and mature until such time that they will be sent off to the nations. Bless these men and women in Jesus' name. Amen.